Boys Guide to the Galaxy podcast, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. We talk about Star Wars,
fanboy style.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Okay, so welcome to another episode of Fanboy's Guide to the Galaxy, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. I'm Ryan Zasso.
I'm Eric Boggs.
And this is your show for this week. We'll be talking about some new Force Unleashed 2 updates, quite a bit of them, actually, and just something from the Old Republic. Not much, though, but a Clone Wars online game, another Family Guy Star Wars sequel, and the Essential Atlas updated.
Stop that ship! Blast them!
Yeah! It's a trap!
I got him!
That thing's operational!
R2!
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Last night on Spike, they had a show called Game Trailers, and it featured two Star Wars clips. The first one was from The Force Unleashed 2. It was a really awesome cinematic trailer. It's 4 minutes long, and it starts out with a Starkiller in the center of a room, surrounded by stormtroopers, and then Darth Vader telling him that
he needs to die.
That he needs to die now because there's no more use for him.
Yeah, it was a very cool trailer, and the graphics on this looked almost photorealistic. I mean, those stormtroopers, at one point I thought that they were real.
I love the part when it's just that one stormtrooper just staying there alone, and then Starkiller slowly deflects all of his blaster bolts and stuff.
Yes, he definitely looks.
Stands there in fear. That's awesome.
Yeah, and he definitely looked pretty realistic.
And Sam Witwer's voice acting was really awesome in this part too, in this trailer. The story in this one, it's not really about revenge against Darth Vader. I read this in the new Star Wars Insider. Starkiller trying to find his identity and trying to get back with Juno Eclipse.
Because in the trailer he mentions someone to die for, and from the first one I would say that that's Juno Eclipse. And
And I think it's she's a rebel officer in this game too. That's what it says.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because you got the does that say that in the new Insider?
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's a really sweet cover. Alright, well let's play the trailer.
You have served your purpose well, my apprentice. But I have no further use for you. Kill him.
Betrayed by Vader for the last time, a new journey begins with something worth fighting for. Someone worth dying for.
Ah!
stop. But it will not rest. Vader can't stop me now.
Okay, so if you're getting the Force Unleashed 2, there's a premium collectible steelbook edition, and it is looking awesome. You get three exclusive challenge mode levels, exclusive Ralph McQuarrie Deke Starkiller character skin, which we were going to talk about pretty soon, and an exclusive lightsaber crystal, and then you're going to get a Starkiller USB flash drive.
This is pretty cool, I think, that they have this flash drive. And I also think that there's a game script by Hayden Blackman.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. And a digital art book. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be awesome. I think this is going to be a really good deal. It's just $20 more. I mean, how much does a flash drive cost in a actual store? Most of the time it's like $30. So this is like $10 cheaper. Yeah, this will be like... The last time I checked, it was $80. That's not a bad deal, because the game will be $60 when it first comes out. Mm-hmm. And usually, flash drives run for about $30, right?
Sometimes, yeah. These ones in particular, the Star Wars themed ones.
Yeah, so I think this is a great deal.
Yeah. So, if I had an Xbox, I would get it, but I don't, so... Alright, so, you want to move on now?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we're going to get into more detail about the Deke Starkiller exclusive.
Alright. You want to start that one off?
Yeah. Okay, this is like... A lot of people think this is the Luke Skywalker concept art, which it was dubbed that later.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, when the fourth or final draft for the original Star Wars came out. But... I recently got the annotated screenplays, and it says that Deke Starkiller was Luke's brother, who is later changed to, like, Leia.
Really?
Yeah, he was the one trapped in Death Star, and he was already a Jedi.
Huh.
But then once the script was changed and everything, I dubbed him Luke Skywalker. Concept art.
Interesting.
And Luke Skywalker is an old man. He was, like, really old.
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi old?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it looks pretty cool. But did Starkiller, Deke Starkiller, did he have two lightsabers?
I don't think so. I think they're just doing this because Galen Merrick, he has two lightsabers in this game. I think that's why they do that.
But it's definitely, I like that they're doing this, like they're displaying some more content that connects it to why the character was named Starkiller and stuff like that.
Yeah. This is something that's always bugged me about the Force Unleashed, though, is I just think it's crazy that they have somebody who is like way more powerful than Darth Vader, and Palpatine still wants to use Vader and not Starkiller. And you'd think that if they're going to clone him in this game, why doesn't Palpatine just clone Vader? Like, clone the original Anakin without the droid legs and arms and stuff.
That's interesting.
And arms.
Because his midichlorian count would be off the charts with all of those clones. So, it's interesting.
Yeah. But then, nonetheless, I still love the Force Unleashed. I just...
Yeah.
Continuity kind of bugs me sometimes. It can't in cop or anything.
Yeah, well, maybe if Palpatine is still concerned that Darth Vader is the chosen one and will eventually bring around his doom, I don't think he's going to want 10 more Vaders running around the galaxy.
That's true, but he could just, like, kill the Vader he has now and then just clone one of them and then keep the clone, because he would be in, like
just look how long it took Palpatine to get his control over Vader.
That's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, we could speculate all day about this. Let's move on then. Well, if you watched that game trailer special yesterday on Spike, you saw this little sneak peek of the Old Republic trailer, but I was...
The full trailer will be up after E3, but this was just like a sneak peek to a trailer, which is kind of weird, but...
It was like 5 seconds. It was very disappointing.
Yeah, but it started off pretty awesome.
Uh-huh. I'm just wondering if they're going to use the same formula that they used for the original trailer. But I would like to...
Not sure, but this trailer will take place on Alderaan, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
We've only seen like a glimpse of Alderaan and Revenge of the Sith, but
yeah,
you get in full detail, like we'll be able to do it now. So yeah. That's pretty cool.
But it's interesting because they showed like little snippets of it, and it showed a lot of battle sequences. So to me, it sounds like it's going to be from the same formula as the Deceive trailer, which
yeah,
is cool. But I would like to see more like Clone Wars Season 3 kind of stuff, where it's more like connection to the Force and stuff like that.
Well, what I would like to see is how that's actually going to be included in the game. From what I can tell, this is just like to get you to feel the characters and the locations. I don't think this is going to be like the actual story, because there's multiple stories in this game. So,
mm-hmm. But I would like to see more of like the the Force side of it, like sort of like Dagobah stuff. If they have like a trailer that takes place on Dagobah. I thought that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Recently, maybe about a week and a half ago, StarWars.com announced that a new game from LucasArts and Sony Online Entertainment are releasing a game called The Clone Wars Adventures this fall for PC. It's an MMO, so it's going to be pretty cool, and it's free.
Yep.
So that's going to be awesome.
That's the best part.
No, I mean,
it looks pretty cool, and I'm glad it's for PC, because I am a PC gamer. There's looks like a lot of cool stuff to it. They have a couple slideshows up on StarWars.com.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
What's that?
So it looks pretty awesome.
There's even a trailer up on StarWars.com, so
yeah. You should check it out. It has clips from the TV show, and then it shows a little bit from the game.
Just a little bit. I don't think this is gonna be the last trailer we'll see. I think there's gonna be another one that has when they start, you know, developing the game more. I think there's gonna be more, or even after E3, there's probably gonna be another trailer.
Yeah, I think that people have no right to complain about this. It's free, so
it is free.
Let's keep their mouth shut about it.
I mean,
it's on Sony.com. I see all these comments about, oh, I hate Sony Online, ooh.
If you played Free Realms, it's going to be similar to that. It's, you know, it's free, it's directed towards kids, and there's optional payment options. But, I mean, the graphics look pretty decent, you know, for an MMO.
Yeah. There's a lot of pretty cool things in this game, I'd say. To play as a clone or a Jedi, so.
Yep.
So look for it this fall.
As you wish.
I don't work for free.
He's no good to me, Dad.
I make the rules now.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
If you're a Family Guy fan like I am, you should have seen, or probably have seen, Blue Harvest and something Dark Side. But it was recently announced that We Have a Bad Feeling About This, which is the Return of the Jedi parody, will be coming out soon. It's not really a big announcement, it's just like a postcard to StarWars.com that showed Peter and Brian standing there with blaster and a bowcaster and stuff, and it says, "We have a bad feeling about this coming soon." But this is a sign that this is going to be coming out pretty soon, so that's pretty cool. I hope it's better than the Empire Strikes Back parody, though.
I did not like the Empire Strikes Back parody.
I liked it, but I mean, it's Empire Strikes Back. I think they could have done better than they did. I laugh at it. I own it, and I did like it, but not as much as I liked Blue Harvest. On the Empire Strikes Back parody DVD, it showed the table read from this, the first 2 minutes of the episode.
Oh.
And it was pretty funny.
Obi-Wan, use the Force, Luke.
Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
You must learn the ways of the Force.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
He's more machine now than man. Whiskey.
Taking your first step into a larger world.
Alright, so the massive appendix of all known star systems in the Star Wars galaxy has been updated into a convenient, printable, downloadable PDF document. And, I have not read the original Atlas, so have you?
Nope, so our opinion is completely... You can just not even listen to us, because we probably don't know what we're talking about. But...
Probably not. But, I mean...
But,
it's cool that they're...
Yeah, this is pretty cool, I'd say. I'll probably buy the Atlas sometime, but...
Uh-huh.
One that's really cheap, probably.
Yep, you can find this on StarWars.com. And I'm just glad it's cool that they're keep updating it instead of just keeping the same old stuff in it. Because I have some of the other essential guides, and they're a bit outdated now. Like I have the one for chronology, and that one's outdated. Like the farthest they have is the views on Vong. So like there's no legacy or anything like that. So it's kind of cool that they're updating this. Send your emails and commentaries to galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com.
I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Ichuta. Alright, that was your episode for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. And just some quick announcements. We're on iTunes now. So subscribe up there.
Yes.
And there's two feeds. So make sure that you subscribe to the feed that has the cover art and the authors, because there's this other feed that I sort of messed up on. So that one has the WordPress logo.
That's pretty awesome that we're on iTunes. So you can just check us out there. Subscribe to us. Oh, Galactic Voyage on Twitter, and you can also follow me and Brian on Twitter as well.
That's right. I'm Commander _ Zasso.
Mine is Eric _ Boggs.
Yep. All right. So that's your episode for this week. See ya.
See ya.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. It's intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and characters, or any other Star Wars-related items are the registered trademarks of Lucasfilm or their respective trademark or copyright holders.